2017.
Number 5.
The Jaguars owned a comfortable 20-point lead when the third quarter began in Indianapolis. Comfort, though, was a relative term for a team that a season before couldn't manage to hold a lead. The Colts behind Jacoby Brissett didn't seem capable of mounting the charge. But when Chris Ivory fumbled near midfield in the second half, one had to wonder. The defense pounced with a pair of sacks and put the ball back in the hands of the offense. And this time, they made sure there would be no doubt about the outcome.
Motion by Lee. They give it instead to Yeldon. TJ's got some room into the open field. TJ to the 40, the 35, the 30, inside the 20, the 10, the 5, dives for the pylon. Touchdown! TJ Yeldon has gone the distance, and Jacksonville has extended the lead here at Lucas Oil Stadium.
You know, he's a guy, you watch him all week in practice, kind of take the scout team reps, and, you know, he's the same back that he's always been. The guy that, you know, has played the past 2 years and been extremely productive for us. So we knew we had him, you know, if something were to happen. And he was able to come out and show what he could do today.
Yeldon's 58-yard run was a remarkable effort from a player who was dressed for the first time in 2017. He finished with 122 yards, helped guide his team to a 4-3 record, and offered a glimpse of the remarkable depth the Jaguars had on a day in which Leonard Fournette watched in street clothes. Now here's Jeff Lagerman with a different look.
TJ Yeldon's 58-yarder against the Indianapolis Colts. I love it for a couple reasons. Number one, a reverse action that sets the play up. Let's take a look. And Marquise Lee is that reverse action. And look at what it does to the middle linebacker, Morrison. It freezes him. And where this freeze happens, it allows Patrick Amame to get up to that linebacker because of that hesitation. It's all about angle. And it's a good thing that center Tyler Shatley ends up getting in the way just enough of the nose tackle. Shatley whiffs, but boy, the defensive tackle not quite clean enough to make that play and stop the 58-yard touchdown.